This is iUniverse Radio. iUniverse Radio is brought to you by iUniverse, the leading book marketing, editorial services, and supported self-publishing company. iUniverse Radio is produced by TogiNet Radio, on the web at toginet.com.
The title of the book, Adam 3XL, and the author is Dr. Martin Nulka. And Dr. Nulka joins us now on this special interview for iUniverse Radio, brought to you by Trafford Publishing. Hello, Dr. Nulka.
Hello, good evening.
Good to have you with us. How did you come to write this book? What was your motivation, Dr. Nulka?
For more than 20 years, I've been interested in preventive medicine. After developing a viable concept for long-term weight reduction, I began a long phase of lecturing. The topic was nearly always nutrition and diseases of civilization. In modern-day America, children will no longer attain the age of their parents despite the enormous advances in modern medicine. This bleak development has been caused by the epidemic-like occurrence of overweight, new type of diabetes, and large-scale bad eating habits accompanied by too little exercise.
Dr. Nulka, how should we deal with this overwhelming problem?
The communication of scientific facts is apparently not very helpful in reconciling overweight people with their figures. But if you tell them a story in which they can see themselves, where they can identify with a hero and share in his dreams, a story that leads to a happy ending, then you can reach them in their heart of hearts. Then they want to change, and I think then they will change. And so I've written Adam 3XL, a novel of a basketball player who becomes overweight and ill. With the help of an old doctor and some simple rules, he succeeded in regaining his health, reaching his goal, and fulfilling his dream. I wrote this book because I can reach much more people with this story than it would be possible for me with consultations during my lifetime. But I also wrote it because I still firmly believe that books can improve our lives. I trust in an old-fashioned educational ideal based on the deep faith that human beings in any kind of plight still have the power to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps if they just pick up the right book.
Who does the book appeal to and why?
I'm a medical doctor on the countryside. As a doctor, I have to help my patients and must try to heal them even in seemingly hopeless situations. The novel addresses young people or anyone with a weight problem who has acquired an unhealthy lifestyle. Adam 3XL is my literary answer to obesity and civilization's
disease. Doctor, what one thing do you want readers to learn and take away from this work?
Obesity is not an inevitable fate. The readers acquire simple knowledge, just 8 rules that enable them to regain their health and fitness while shedding excessive pounds.
Tell me how this book is unlike others with similar topic. What sets it apart from the crowd?
The book market is overwhelmed with self-help books on this topic. Diets, counting calories, or scientific facts are obviously not very useful to restrain the epidemic increase of obesity. It's much more useful to tell a story, because dry book knowledge comes alive through stories. Stories create an orientation and motivation. Successful stories are ones that have a clear hero that people like to tell to others, and that have an especially large benefit for the readers.
When and where does your story take place, Doctor?
Adam 3XL is absolutely timeless. My intention was to avoid everything that indicates to a certain time or period. This story can place at any time and everywhere in America. It's not just about diet and exercise, but also involves basketball, love, and friendship.
What 3 words best describe this story and its characters?
To describe a book with 3 words may be possible for non-fiction books such as scientific books. A few more words are necessary for Adam 3XL. I already mentioned basketball, love, friendship, weight loss, diet, and exercise. The characters can be described like this. Adam, a former high school basketball player who battles overweight, depression, and disease as he seeks love and success in his life. Sam, an affectionate father who introduces his son to reading and basketball at an early age. His first love, Sarah, Adam wins the affection of this beautiful woman despite being extremely overweight. His best friend, Joseph, is a male nurse and basketball fan who shows what it means to be a true friend. Dr. Grant, It's an older physician with a very wise, humanitarian, holistic approach to health and medicine.
What was the most challenging part about writing this book, and what was the most fun and rewarding part of writing this book?
Yeah. The most challenging part was the beginning and an endless fear of so many empty sheets of paper. The most fun was to finish it and to write the epilogue that shows how Adam fulfilled his.
And Dr. Nolka, is there anything we haven't covered here that you feel is important for people to know about your book?
Yes. After reading Adam's 3XL, readers will be inspired to successfully overcome their own obesity. The road to recovery may be long and steep, but they will become heroes in their efforts to fulfill their own dreams.
Do you have a website for more information?
Yes. For more information, you can see at adam3xl.com.
And would you please read an excerpt of your book?
Yes, there's a nice scene. Adam meets Sarah again in the bookstore. Adam, she has some questions and a problem, and Adam says, "I'd be pleased to invite you for a cup of coffee. There's a very nice cafe nearby. We can sit in the sun and have a quiet conversation there." They slowly walk down the street to a small cafe. He asked where she wanted to sit, pulled out a chair for her, and waited until she was seated. Then he asked what she would like and ordered 2 cups of coffee and a glass of water. From his many books, Adam knew how much women value a man who can listen to them. He also knew that it was much more important to many men to engage in verbosity than to really get to know their counterparts. Above all, every little flirt is certain to have a sudden end because of one thing, the man's incessant flow of words. Adam would not even have known with what he could distinguish himself. Self-confidence had been already non-existent for some time now. Wasn't it a gift to even be allowed to drink a cup of coffee with such a beautiful, nice woman? And so he remained silent, tried to make eye contact, and smiled. He did everything right at this moment. His expression signaled that he was listening to her sometime later. At some point, she also asked him to tell her something about his life. Adam paused for a moment. The most recent past was not suitable for discussion. So he told her about his valley, his wonderful father, and the time at high school. He formulated his dreams for the future in somewhat vague terms, such as studying literature or a similar subject at the college. He did not mention a word about the round piece of sport equipment that he had been able to handle so well in the past. She certainly would not have believed him and would have laughed as she got up to leave. Instead, he provided a witty commentary about how the street basketball players playing on the opposite side of the road were proving their scooting skills in someone's yard. Suddenly, the ball rebounded, fell into the street, and rolled towards the stable. With a speed that astounded her, Adam stood up, stopped the ball with his foot, lifted it very elegantly with the tip of his toe, and began to dribble in place. "Hey, chump, give the ball back," yelled one of the boys. Adam did not let that put him off. Using an old trick, he let the ball rotate on his index finger. "Hey, fatso, we aren't in the circus here. Give the ball back." Adam looked at Sarah and began to laugh. Did he really say fatso? With a perfect baseball pass, he sent the ball on its way. After more than 30 yards, the ball hit against the board and just barely missed the rim. The boys on the other side clapped in appreciation, and Adam sat down. "Sorry, Sarah. At least that was better than a brick. After all, beautiful woman disrupts the concentration." Sarah had followed the entire scene in disbelief. "That was really fantastic. The ball almost made it in. You don't just throw a pass like this by accident. Don't you want to explain anything else?" Adam played the innocent little angel. He acted very embarrassed. "But that was just luck, the good luck of a jump." Her unerring instinct told her that this wasn't even half of the truth. So she said in a amused tone, "You don't really have the talent to be an actor, so you would have been better off as a basketball player." Unfortunately, life doesn't happen in the subjunctive. What could have been, what would have been if? Adam looked up pensively. For Sarah, this specimen of 3XL had become increasingly interesting. She carefully wrapped up the book and smiled. "What a beautiful gift. I'll tell you what I've learned in 2 weeks. I hope that we'll see each other again here." Yes. I hope you enjoy reading Adam 3XL, Just 8 Simple Rules for Fighting Obesity. Yes.
Dr. Nolko, thank you for being on this special interview for iUniverse Radio, brought to you by Trafford Publishing.
Yes, and I will repeat, I hope that we'll see each other again, maybe in America in some weeks or months, okay?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Best for you. Goodbye.
That was Dr. Martin Nolko. He is the author of his book, Adam 3XL.